From Friday, children aged 3 to 12 will become eligible for free influenza vaccines. Many medical specialists say free winter jabs for children are long overdue and will have benefits in both the short and long term. On the line is Otago University Associate Professor Tony Walls, who is a paediatric infectious disease specialist. Good morning to you. Kia ora.
Good morning, Corin.
Okay, so this is something you believe is long overdue. Why?
Yeah, I'm really glad that Pharmax decided to fund the influenza vaccine because, well, for a couple of reasons, really. The main one is that children get influenza quite frequently. There was a big study in New Zealand a couple of years back called the Shivers study, which showed that children, the preschoolers, are actually at the highest risk of ending up in hospital if they do get influenza. So it's mostly the elderly and the really little children who are worst affected by influenza. The other main reason, I guess, is that we know that with influenza, children are pretty key in spreading it around the community. There's lots of countries around the world who have flu vaccine free for children already, places like the USA and the UK. And several studies in those places have shown that if you vaccinate the children, particularly the school-aged children, there is an effect on transmission in the community, and less of the elderly end up getting the flu as well. So there's a couple of good reasons there.
We know the health system is under pressure because of COVID. Do you think that the flu season is looking worse than previous years as well?
Well, it's certainly a lot worse than it has been the last couple of years. The last few years with lockdowns and border closures, we really haven't had much influenza at all. I think it's a little bit early to judge whether it's worse than in terms of children in hospital. And I can't really comment on the adult thing. But the big effect probably it's having mostly is that we've got both COVID and influenza circulating in the community, and it's having real problems with staffing. So many of the staff who work in hospitals are getting ill with those sort of things, and that makes things a little more difficult.
So making it free is one thing that will encourage people to get their children vaccinated, but there's still a few hurdles, aren't there? I mean, just life gets in the road for many people. There is some people have concerns. I mean, there's a bit of work to do to get people over the line.
Absolutely. And you can't just make a vaccine available and expect everyone to instantly decide it's a good idea and take it up. So there needs to be a lot of work encouraging people to think about influenza vaccine for their children. But the situation we've had before where all the normal infant vaccines are free and people have got into the habit of using them and taking their children to the doctor, and then the flu vaccine has been seen as an add-on, and it costs families money. If you've got two or three kids, it's quite expensive, prohibitive to many families. That just doesn't work. And even though it was available to high-risk children, say children with respiratory conditions like asthma, actually very few of them were taking it up. So I'm kind of hoping that gradually, with the vaccine being made available for free, that we can start to turn influenza vaccine into a habit that families get into every year, getting their kids vaccinated just before winter so that they're protected during the winter months against those colds and flus.
And for those who may have apprehension about vaccines, given the debate that we've been through over COVID, the influenza vaccine's been around for a very long time, hasn't it? And it's being updated every season to address the new variants and things, but there's a lot of work and research has gone into it over many years.
Yeah, the flu vaccine has been around for many years and it's been given to children and pregnant women and the elderly for many, many years. And the vaccine, there are subtle changes in the vaccine every year because of the different strains of influenza that are circulating. But the vaccine itself and the way it's made and its safety profile are pretty much the same. And I wouldn't be recommending a vaccine like this if I was worried about its safety profile in children. It's well tolerated generally and works pretty well.
And you would like this to be rolled out every year for 3 to 12-year-olds free?
Well, I think it is something that I would prefer to have on our system every time free. If we're going to use it, we've got to be able to get it to people. And having a vaccine they have to pay for really just doesn't work. I think influenza is important. It's a disease that comes around every year. Our hospitals fill up every year with people with influenza infection. And this is just one part of protecting ourselves, which we can do across the board. And as I said at the start, it's actually the little ones that are worst affected by influenza in terms of who ends up in hospital. So I think this is a really important start.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Tony Walls there, paediatric infectious disease specialist at Otago University and associate professor. It is 7 minutes to 7.